In Columbus, snow and ice have caused the city to spend more than anticipated.
We have spent almost our entire budget already for this year in a month.
Mayor Fred Armstrong says another heavy snowfall could mean he has to ask for an additional appropriation from Bartholomew County to purchase more salt.
If we have one more, we're down to the nubbins.
In Martinsville, Street Superintendent Bob Rowe says he has spent about half of his 300-ton reserve of sand and salt mixture fighting this week's wintry blast, often having to re-salt roads which froze, thawed, and then froze again. Rowe is waiting on more salt, and if it arrives before much more precipitation falls, he believes his city can make it to spring without ordering more.
Once I get that other 100-ton in, should get us through unless we just have storm after storm after storm.
But in places like Bedford, the salt has been slow in arriving. Assistant Street Commissioner Dennis Grogan says he's got 500 tons of sand and salt waiting to be applied to roads, but he ordered 400 more tons just to be safe. But it could be a while before it all gets there.
Well, when I called them, it was about 2 weeks, and they called me back and said they had such a backlog on orders that they could only send people 100 ton at a time.
Bedford saw only rain during the most recent weather event, but Grogan says his situation is similar to that of Armstrong and Rowe. The number of heavy snowfalls means the difference between a salt shortage and a welcome spring thaw. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.